All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so interesting note by old Beans there for a second. We'll get to who am I in a moment. But this is where you and I have always seen eye to eye on it. Those contract details... Mm-hmm. And what a Super Bowl window really looks like.
Right.
Those things are tailored. The next 2 years, low, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Then you hit the escalation. Now, look, the last – Amon-Ra will never see the last year of that deal. Not because he's not good, but because they'll restructure before that ever happens. Penei Sewell is going to get his money as well. My point is the next 2 years you are all in to win a Super Bowl, period.
Oh, the numbers came out?
Yes, in the update. I know you were hobnobbing, kissing babies, and, you know, pumping mitts. But, no, the whole point is they're both making pennies.
See, I didn't know if it was going to be
front-loaded or back-loaded.
Where,
no.
You know what, that's truly we're taking care of you, but when you see the guaranteed money, all the rest.
Yeah, they're getting their money. But the point is they're also giving themselves flexibility to get that third piece of this done, which is Jared Goff.
Right.
You're going to – the way the quarterback market works, especially if you're doing a shorter extension, is it's largely fully guaranteed. Once Kirk Cousins went to Minnesota on a fully guaranteed three-year deal, it changed the game forever. Mm-hmm. So Jared Goff – if I'm representing Goff, I don't really care about some splashy seven-year deal that on paper looks good, but the reality – I'll tell you what, I'll do a three-year extension for $140 million, but it's – fully guaranteed. That's what I'd be gunning after. And then when I'm 32, we're going to do it again.
You think that's the holding?
I can't
call your boy Brad.
That.
Find out.
Sure. Sure.
You got connections.
Oh, sure. But no, I'm just making a point that, like, all right, those are structured out where you could put all of Goff's money on there in the first 2 years.
Okay,
so. And look, you're going to get to a point, this is what Lion fans don't want to talk about, and I don't want to bleep in the birthday cake today, but like, no, you're not going to get to keep everybody all the time.
Well, the fact, too, you also have to remember, you're going to pay. He can do something that most people can't. He's an NFL starting quarterback on a winning team. So guess what? You pay him. And I know, well, we can just go out and draft. If it was that easy, you would have done it before.
Hi, it's me.
I mean,
I'm a Giants fan.
So,
Schefter clarified his remarks?
No, he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the same
thing. I didn't say it's not going to get done. I just said it won't be this week.
You didn't say that.
Right. I mean, but it's the same thing because people always like, are your team really going to pay Brock Purdy? And I'm like, yeah. Yes, they are.
I can't wait.
They're going to pay him.
Good, and you'll be bad for a decade.
Or,
he stinks.
Or they just keep torching the Giants.
Oh wow, you beat up a homeless guy.
You know
cool.
What?
Let's celebrate that.
It's called practice.
It is.
Okay.
We're awful. We are not a benchmark for anything other than ineptitude. All right. Now, David, a couple of ticket texts. We will get to who am I. I have a Rico selection. I have a David selection. David has done the Kenny selection, and Kenny has done my selections. It's going to be the most difficult. It's going to be a round robin of chaos.
Now I feel bad. I didn't do anybody's selection.
You don't need to.
All right.
You're fine. I got you covered. You just get your thinking cap on. I got a good one for you. David, ticket text, please.
Yeah, coming off the prop bet, someone's saying J.J.'s got Zach Wilson written all over him, so I'm definitely would be the over. Please, please, please put him in Minnesota, though. Matt in Phoenix.
Listen, all I will tell you is Minnesota's the best spot for him. He needs – okay, no slander. He needs a ton of help. That's the only way he functioned in college. With the best O-line I've seen in a decade – how about the national title game where they ran for almost 300 yards and passed for 140? Like, you're not going to get to do that right in the NFL. Well, what does he need? All right, I got Justin Jefferson. I got Addison. I got Hockenson. I got Aaron Jones. Yes, the O-line could use some work, and maybe they do that at 23. But if you put J.J. McCarthy in a place like New York with no weapons, man, whether I like the kid or not or think he's a goofball or not, it is immaterial. You're putting the young man in a terrible situation.
True.
Someone says, I have a prop bet for you. Which player projected in the first round will fall the furthest, a la Brian Branch?
Happens every year. It happens every year. Remember Brian Branch was being mocked at 11, at 13, at 14, 12, 16, out of the first round. Yeah, no, David, it always happens. Here's the thing you can't predict, though. Like, what rumor comes out 5 minutes before? Hey, this guy clubbed a baby seal. And you're like, oh, my God, and kills his draft stock.
David, if I had to pick, I don't have a specific player, but I would say probably one of the wide receivers that we think is just can't miss. And then all of a sudden, there's Thomas or Neighbors just sliding and sliding and sliding.
What if they put up the MRI of Michael Penix's knee and it's just a bunch of broken Legos? Like, I mean.
But see, I don't have him going in the first round.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Nah, like I said, I think that that's one where he's going to be one of those coveted day two, let's jump up in there and grab that person. But I'm thinking one of the wide receivers, something's going to happen, and they're just going to start sliding down.
Well, speaking of grabbing that person, we may not get the brother hug this year, guys.
What?
Apparently, Roger Goodell underwent back surgery 3 weeks ago, so it's unknown and uncertain whether he will be able to do the brother hug.
Wait a minute, so we don't get to boo Goodell tonight?
Oh, no, no, no. He'll be there. We just need to get the brother hug.
He's just going to be out there doing the kid and play with every draft.
What are they going to do? Wheel him out there? Is Goodell going to be in a wheelchair?
According to reports, you know how it's a draft time decision.
You know how he has all the choreographed, cool brother handshakes?
Yeah, it looks super organic.
Right. Hey, I grew up on the mean streets
of Bronxville, New York. All right.
Grew up in East-West Bloomfield.
Oh, David scared me. I thought we weren't going to get Goodell here tonight.
Oh, no, no. He will be there. He's here.
But you know how he just...
Perfect Detroit. He doesn't show up in Detroit for the draft.
Right. He's at home sitting in front of a fireplace like he did during COVID.
Oh, 2020 where he was like blasted in his chair. Let's go to pick 63. He was wearing his Mr. Rogers sweater. What a dude! By day three of the draft, Kenny, he looked like you at your favorite watering hole there, Tipsy McDrunk, Drunks a Lot or whatever it is. My God. Remember, dude, the COVID draft, we're going to look back 20 years from now and go, that couldn't have been real.
Right.
Oh, no, we lived it.
Yeah.
That was the CD Lamb draft, wasn't it? The bat phone ain't for you. Give me that. Give me that. Yeah. His girlfriend tried to look at that phone, and he went, nope.
Nope. Without breaking stride or breaking contact with the camera. Nope.
Nope. Not going to do that. Hey, that's not me on the screensaver. Nope. Huh? All right. So that's. Let's get to Who Am I? We will do it next. It is the most difficult version yet. Okay?
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, we have done this nonsense every day this week, not just the show. We have done a reprisal of a bit we used to do called Who Am I? And I've made them draft-themed. So I pick a Niner for Rico, a Lion for Planet Earth slash Kenny, and a Steeler for David. And then yesterday, Kenny brought a Giant to the table. I ruined it because I guessed it in the second thing because I'm a complete loser. So I give the clues. You have to guess who they are. And mind you, if you're just joining for the first time this week, we are ratcheting up the difficulty. Okay?
Okay.
So with that, David, subpar music, please. Rico Beard. Are you prepared?
I am prepared.
You've been perfect this week.
A lot of pressure.
I was drafted in 2010. Okay? 2010, it was just yesterday. State won a Big Ten title. I was the number one overall player in my class coming out of high school. Number one in America, Rico. I played in the 2006 All-American game with future teammate Mitch Mustaine. There's a name you don't hear every day.
You ain't kidding me.
My father played football at UW. I was a three-time first-team consensus All-American.
Okay. Going back to my original thought, okay.
Okay. I was an absolute freak for my position at 6'4", 230. 6'4", 230. I finished second for the Jim Thorpe Award to Ohio State's Malcolm Jenkins. Now you're smiling irrationally
because I'm eliminating people.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I got one that I think.
If I had left after my junior year, I would have gone in the top 10. But I stayed. And people discovered that I was a diva, and my draft stock slipped. And the last hint, I played for this West Coast blue blood, but not the one my dad played for. Rico Beard, who am I?
I needed that last clue. That's Taylor Mays.
I quit.
I needed that last clue. I needed that last clue.
You are, man alive.
I needed that last clue.
Okay,
I was sitting there like, this sounds like Taylor.
But again.
Oh, no. This.
Okay.
No, this one.
All right.
I'm, yeah.
All right. Now, David, Rico, watch this. David, are you prepared?
I'm not. Go ahead.
No, okay. All right, here we go. Now, David, I need you to get your thinking cap on. This is on the fringes of how far back I would go for you. I was drafted in 2007. Okay?
Okay.
I started as a walk-on linebacker before going on scholarship and becoming the best player in America at a very specialized position.
Mm.
I hold almost every NCAA record for my specialized position. Even though I don't throw the ball, I did complete a 32-yard pass as a rookie. My career in Pittsburgh was derailed by repeated knee injuries, including two torn ACLs.
Mm.
That didn't sound healthy, David. Teams never draft my position this high, but you did. And the last clue for this name from the 2007 draft for the Steelers, I played at Baylor.
Oh.
David's.
Stoney's got it.
It's something with an S. I can never pronounce his name.
Holy, are you? Can I give him credit?
What is it?
The Pool Joe or whatever.
Daniel Sepulveda.
Yeah. I never could.
David, I'm giving you credit on that. That's Texas with a dollar sign. I'm giving David the points there.
What position did
he was
play?
A punter. The Steelers drafted him in the fourth round.
Yes. Oh.
And he was amazing at Baylor, but he blew out his left knee 1 year, his right knee the net. It was chaos.
Okay.
Golly. Oh. David, you are sick. All right. David, let's go to the Lions one, please, for Kenny. Stoney, you want to join us up here? Do we have a third headset?
Yeah, right here.
Stoney, grab a seat. Join us for the rest of this.
Yeah, he may
Stoney's
get this
a
one.
Savant. Yeah, he's Philadelphia's Stump the Schwab. Bring him up here. Stoney, put on a headset before David starts talking here. Sometime today.
All right.
Again, okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
I am ready, yes.
All right. All right, here we go. Stoney, this is going to be a Lion now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, David.
Is it for Kenny?
Yeah.
It's for all of us. You're going to play too.
Okay.
I was drafted in 2003.
Got it. No, I'm kidding.
I hate you. I played for NFL franchises.
2003, three NFL franchises.
I am most famously known for my ability to block field goals because of my 45-inch vertical.
I think I have an idea, but I'm not ready to lock in.
No, Kenny, beer is not the answer.
I am a three-year starter in the college I attended. I recorded 266 tackles, 7.5 sacks, and 2 interceptions.
Okay. I think I
do too.
Oh, my God. I think I know this, but I'm all right. I'll wait.
Are any of these clues the school? Because if I hear the school, then I'll know for sure.
Yeah, the final clue.
Oh.
I played 64 games in the NFL.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
You're probably going to get it here, okay? Next clue. I am one of three brothers that played at this school.
Yep, lock me in.
I'm in.
Okay, go ahead, boys. Give it. Do it.
It's got to be Boss Bailey,
Boss
right?
Bailey, yep.
Yep, you're right. Hey, man.
Wait, Boss, Champ, who was the third?
Bob. No, I have no idea.
Beetle Bailey.
Thurl.
Yes. Oh, good Wolfpack reset.
All right, so now here's the best part. So yesterday, Stoney, they started busting my chops.
Oh, I know.
They wanted to do the Giants.
I know. And Kenny gave me the test, and I failed miserably.
Now, they have prepared three of these. So now I'll bomb because I know Kenny's going to be rotten about this. So let's lock in and see what we can do. Kenneth.
I was an All-American sprinter in high school.
Okay, not starting with the draft year, so I have no shot to narrow. All right, sprinter.
I was one of the best at my position at my senior year of college. I played a total of 26 NFL games.
Okay. Can I get a five-year period of time here?
I was about to say, is this Kadarius Toney? But he's played in 26 games.
Stop. Carry on.
Every NFL draft choice was an all-state sprinter, for crying out loud.
Okay, keep going.
When I was drafted, the Giants traded up to get me. I hinted at going to Texas, but ended up a Georgia Bulldog.
Not DeAndre Baker.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Why didn't you just say illegal card game, career over?
That would, if I put that as my first clue, you would have got it immediately.
All right. Okay, so I'm one for one. God, that pick stunk. Stunk.
Okay, next one. I was a second round pick. I am in my college's Hall of Fame.
All right. I like also Kenny not giving years out. Right. So rude. Carry on.
I played a total of 129 NFL games.
Wow. Okay.
I was not born in America.
OCU Manura?
Yes. Nailed it.
I knew he would get it with that one right there.
Whoa. Good job.
You should have just said, I only had one move, speed. 2 for 2. Can I sweep the board of sickness here? Let's do this.
Yes, you can.
Going into college, I was ranked number one in the country at my position. I was a freshman, All-American, All-ACC freshman, and second All-Team ACC.
All-ACC freshman, number one player in America. Okay.
Number one at his position.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I was drafted in the second round.
Hold on.
Well, it's not Daniel Jones.
No.
Or Dave Brown.
No, I'm going to take a guess here. We had a horrendous second-round pick out of North Carolina, defensive tackle, kid named Marvin Austin. And
wow.
I think he was – is that it?
That's fantastic, Mike.
Wow.
Let's go. God, I love this game.
I wasn't even getting to the specific clues that would really give it away, just vague ones. All problems see, going into draft.
You know what, Kenny? Let's do this tomorrow. We may have a short show. I want to do this one more time.
We are doing this.
Okay.
Oh, we're gonna go to like the B sides. We're gonna go.
Yes.
Rico, what do you want something from your childhood?
Oh.
The 60s.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Y.A. Tittle.
He played for both the Giants and the 49ers.
I know.
True.
Yes.
All right. No, I'll come up. Well, let's
Norm
do it again.
Sneed.
Kenny, let's do it again with the team.
Wake Forest.
Yeah, let's do it. No, the Marvin Austin thing was just, I remember that's back when I gave a rip about recruiting.
Once again, the wounds go deep.
They do.
You remember these things.
He was so bad. So bad. All right. Tremendous job by all. I think the best one was David getting Daniel Sepulveda by saying, I don't know, it's S something.
It's an S and I can't pronounce it.
Sacagawea. And it's like, no.
It's a boulevard in L.A.
Exactly. There you go. All right. That is Who Am I.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we will get to David's rumors soon, but the godfather of radio, Mr. Michael Stone. Now, Mike, you'll be on with us tonight, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, I wanted to ask you the question we started the show with.
Okay.
Albert Breer report that the Lions are attempting to aggressively move up and get an edge rusher. Do you put no stock, some stock, or complete stock in it?
I put some stock into it, and the reason is simple. If Brad Holmes, and we don't know, has a guy that he really wants, and I assume that would be Jarrett Verse, right? Then, yeah, I buy it. And as you agree with, I know, and Rico does too, the three most important things are football, is having a good quarterback, protecting that quarterback, and getting to the opposition's quarterback. And if you can do something, you know, to make that happen on the defensive side of the ball, by all means, go ahead.
What do you want? Like, that's the thing is, like, everybody has their own, like, want. And I hate how we've arrived at this thing where if you say what you want, they're like, oh, you don't trust Brett? No, we have a job to do.
Right.
Okay? Only one guy in the station just lets it play out until the body's cold, and that's John. So for the rest of us, if the Godfather, which this would terrify me, but if you're seven Bloody Marys deep tonight, you're running the Lions draft room at 29, what do you want them to do?
It's cliche, but I'll do the Brad Holmes mod. I want the best player on my board available because they put themselves in a position where they don't have to reach for a corner if they think an offensive lineman is better. Just take the best player. unless it's a quarterback, a wide receiver, a quarterback or a running back or a kicker, obviously.
Now, Rico's been saying for weeks they're moving down.
I wouldn't. That wouldn't surprise me, especially because it seems to me there's so many guys at corner even and wide receiver and even edge. If you know,
well, see, I think the quarterbacks, Donnie, if Nix and Penix don't get selected, somebody like Mike's Giants could say, you know what, we still need a quarterback.
Right.
What if we move up, kind of what the Ravens did with Lamar, we'll get that extra year of control. Hey, Detroit, you want to switch with us? We'll give you our 36 pick.
Absolutely,
and
I would do it.
Something else, and you let us move up to 29.
Absolutely.
And because I got to feel at that point, anybody that you want, you probably have like three or four names.
Right.
Chances are one of those people will still be there.
And if they haven't traded up or attempted to trade up, chances are, he probably won't say, that Brad Holmes only has, you know, this X amount of first-round grades. So he says, you know what, I'm going to take the best player at 36 instead of wherever
I've brought this up the last 2 days because I thought it was an idiotic thing that my general manager did. He revealed the amount of first-round grades he had. He said, Joe Shane said he only had 15 first-round grades this year. So it's just this idea, and again, that could be total nonsense. Mm-hmm. He could have lied through his teeth. But see, I'm with you in that, look, they're a Super Bowl team. All right, you're in that mix.
Yes.
I think if you're one of the 6 to 8 best teams in the league, which I think the Lions are, you're considered a Super Bowl contender. If Brad Holmes has whatever finite number of first-round grades. Remember last year, the famous thing was I think there were 18, there were like
something.
18 or whatever it was, and they were picking at 18. I understand fans hate the idea of, well, Brad's so good at drafting, why would you want to give away draft pick? Because he is good. Meaning,
right.
Go get a guy he views as a premium asset.
Correct.
That's going to put us over the top.
Right.
So this guy's scumbag team doesn't beat him in the second half.
Right. And that was hurtful.
I understand.
That early in the draft, in the first round or the second round, you do that. Where he probably messed up was when he gave up fourth-round pick to get Broderick Martin in the third round.
The two screw-ups were, I'm sorry, the drafting of Hendon Hooker will never make sense to me at pick 71.
Right.
And the move up for Broderick Martin,
right,
because we just haven't seen it yet.
Correct.
But look, no GM is going to bet.
No.
No GM in history.
The draft pick will only make sense if, God forbid, something happens to Goff this year. And you have to play Hooker while Goff is rehabbing.
Right.
Or
that's the only way that pick makes sense.
You'll know if they think Hooker is good as whether they sign a veteran backup or not.
Right. Well, and again, no GM has ever been able to keep up the pace that Brad Holmes is on.
There will be
regression here. But
yes,
it's just the idea. I know they don't think – I don't think they put even 1%, nor should they, into this thought process. This is just us talking.
Right.
I think it would be amazing for the fans and this city and that moment if you saw like pick 17 flash up and it's boom, Lions are on the clock.
Oh yeah,
it would just be incredible.
It would absolutely, but you're right. They cannot do anything
based upon what's going to
happen across the street. By the way, I have a question for you because I was walking around a little bit.
Yeah.
In your biggest fandom days, would you ever fly somewhere for the draft?
0.0.
I'm seeing guys with Indianapolis Colts jerseys with like World Wrestling Federation belts lugging around their shoulder. This can't be comfortable.
That's not that bad because that's a drive. I'm talking Tampa.
Okay, same thing. Yeah, I saw the Buccaneers people here when I walked in. It's like
Indianapolis means, you know what, a four-hour drive. Hey, you guys want to go drive to Detroit? Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, Rico and I were outside earlier. I saw a couple loser-ass Jet fans. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long way to travel.
They have to go JETS.
Well, they were also here for sauce yesterday. So,
oh, good for them. So, no, Mike, no.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, understand. This is a TV event. I mean, we all grew up in a different time. This thing was going on while I was in school on Friday afternoon.
When I was a kid, back in, you know, before they had electricity, we had transistor radios. And
oh, my God.
My teachers would give me a hall pass because the draft was during the week.
Yes.
In the middle of the day. And I would have a little earphone. I'd write down, he'd get me out of class, tell me who the Eagles picked.
True or false,
yes,
you were there live at the Palestra when the Eagles selected Norm Van Brocklin.
No, that'd be incorrect.
Okay.
My dad was at the championship game that they did win in 60, but
okay,
no, not me.
No, I just, this is a TV event to me.
Yes.
The feeling down here, yes, if you're here to party, and God bless, but it has it's like Times Square New Year's Eve.
I never understood it. Me neither.
And no offense, but like, if you got to put a diaper on to attend an event, I'm out. I want no part of that.
No, but this event is for the super fans.
Yes.
This is why you always see Crackman for us. He's going to all that. The super fan
right.
is there. It's made for them.
And the league takes care of some of those
right.
super fans
so,
in each city,
you know
city
what?
Too.
Paint your face. Cheer for your team. And, yeah, for decades, this was the best day of Lions.
Yes, this was the Super Bowl.
Right.
And now the Super Bowl's coming here, and we're picking 29 probably. Which is okay, because you'd rather pick 29 than pick 3.
Right. You get to be a host of a party instead of excited for the party.
All right. So, Phil, it's no big deal because none of us are going to get it right, nor should we.
No.
I mean, if any of us are getting it right, we have a real problem.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the information that these teams have. We don't get to interview the players. If they stay at 29... Give me three names that you think it'll be one of those three players at 29.
I think JPJ, Kool-Aid McKinstry,
mm-hmm.
or they might do something crazy like Adonai Mitchell.
Boy, he's even using the new name, too. It's A.D. Mitchell. I refuse.
His name's Adonai, and Adonai in Hebrew means God.
But I've always known him as A.D.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I mean, please. All right, so of those three, Rico, if it's JPJ, A.D. Mitchell, or Kool-Aid, are you happy? That's a no.
No, I mean, right. but because here's the thing. Mitchell, maybe, because it fits the whole the RAS score and did he attend your
Elite
birthday
RAS.
Party. Right. I still say the one that nobody's talking about is Fisk. Watch out for that.
Oh, yeah.
If they stay at 29.
They might have no problem if they take him.
He had a high score. I think that's somebody that would fit what they want to do.
I'll see you at 8 o'clock.
Yes, you will.
My man.
Thanks.
By the way, you're in for the long haul here.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't have to get up tomorrow. It's the beauty of being semi-retired.
What else was he going to do?
Exactly.
Have you already had one?
Not yet. I had to be. No, I did have one beer.
Man, his wife packed his lunch at 7 this morning.
No, I had one. I had one beer.
Stoney. All right. There's the door. See you tomorrow.
Stoney, I'll see you in a couple. Yes. See you in a couple hours, buddy.
All right, bye.
Mike Stone, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.